A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
It's 4:30 at KSL News Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Maria Chaleo sitting in today for Jeff Kaplan. It's raining in downtown Salt Lake City and 54 degrees. KSL's top story this hour.
Wild weather.
It's now snowing in the mountains and raining along the Wasatch Front, but it's the wind in this storm that has been intense at times. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz is live from the storm desk with the latest. Lindsay?
Yeah, Maria, looking at KSL Vortex right now, the rain is fully engulfing the Wasatch Front, and it's dropping snow in the mountains. It is still windy, and as this front moved across Utah County about an hour ago, it brought some big gusts.
A lot of areas seeing gusts in excess of 40 miles per hour, including Utah Lake. Some of the higher gusts I'm seeing in Utah County would be, I guess, the 52 miles per hour at Pioneer Crossing.
Monica Travhagen with the National Weather Service says the point of the mountain was gusting at 47 miles per hour at one point. She says the wind will die down in the next few hours as the rain settles in. A tipster saying the gust, though, knocked down some trees in front of Mountain Lands Community Health Center and the Provo Cemetery. Live, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Supply chain shock.
Maybe you've seen this at your own workplace. People are leaving their jobs by the millions, but where are they going? KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live with details. Paul?
Maria, we are hearing words, officials from the Department of Workforce Services that are telling us that many companies can actually fare better in this great resignation. For example, those companies have to be more flexible and they have to offer higher pay. In fact, we're hearing from some economists that say that the bottom end of the pay scale, people in the 25th percentile, their salaries are actually catching up to those in the 50th percentile. So in other words, the low is catching up to the average. And a lot of the companies who are giving those increased pay benefits are definitely going to fare better. However, the problem is there is definitely still a labor shortage in Utah. They say if every single unemployed person in the state were to get a job right now, there will still be more than 100,000 unfilled jobs out there. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Developing news on KSL News Radio, the FDA could soon allow you to mix and match COVID booster shots. New York Times reports a new study found getting a different booster shot might increase antibody levels. That means people who got the Johnson & Johnson single-dose shot and then received a Moderna booster saw their antibody levels rise 76-fold in 15 days in comparison with those people who got two doses of J&J and only saw a 4-fold increase after their second dose. However, the Times reports the government might note that it's preferable to get the same shots. KSL's top national stories this hour. President Trump is suing the January 6th committee as he tries to block documents related to the January 6th violence at the Capitol. ABC's Andy Field has the latest from Washington.
Former President Trump's attorney arguing the January 6th committee is harassing Mr. Trump by sending what they call an illegal, unfounded, and overbroad records request to the National Archive. The lawsuit also accuses President Biden of helping the committee by refusing to block the release of those documents. Donald Trump trying to get a court to make sure the committee doesn't see evidence showing what he did before and during those attacks.
One of the nation's largest local broadcast companies was hacked. Sinclair Broadcast Group says some servers and workstations were encrypted with ransomware. This comes just days after Cox Media Group, another local broadcast company, admitted that it had a cyber attack over the summer, also with ransomware. Next week, marks 3 years since the mass shooting at Pittsburgh's Tree of Life Synagogue. Ahead of the anniversary, the city hosting a gathering of Americans determined to stop hate violence. ABC's Dave Packer reports.
The focus of the first annual Eradicate Hate Global Summit in Pittsburgh is ending hate speech and violent extremism around the world. Dawn Collins and her husband traveling from Maryland to attend.
There are more good people, and we are more powerful together than those on the opposite side.
Their son, Richard Collins, a Black Army lieutenant, died the victim of a hate crime in 2017. Organizer Mark Nodernberg.
Many of us were motivated by a desire to try to make something good come out of something so bad.
Events include virtual remarks from former President George W. Bush. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The shooting is considered the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history. The Biden administration has officially asked the Supreme Court to block a Texas law banning most abortions. This would be a temporary block while the federal courts determine the constitutionality of the law. The law bans abortion after any cardiac activity is detected. That can happen as early as 6 weeks into pregnancy. Drivers in Tooele will notice a change on eastbound 1280 North and Main Street. UDOT is changing two left turn lanes into a left turn center and right turn lane instead. The problem is that Tooele officials say they didn't know about those changes. UDOT spokesman John Gleason says they told Tooele officials about the change last year.
Hindsight, we could have reached out and communicated better with the city on the exact timeline.
Gleason says UDOT always prefers to work with cities as a team when they need to make changes.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.